Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is the podcast for August 3rd, 2007. Today, we'll answer the question, what causes us to get thirsty? And we'll find out whether women are really more talkative than men. But first, Chelsea Wald has an explosive story about insects.
Did you ever secretly mix two chemicals in chemistry class to get an explosion of noxious fumes? Well, biologist Glenn Powell of Imperial College London discovered that cabbage aphids do just that inside their bodies to foil predators. One of the chemicals comes from the cabbage plant itself. The aphids eat it and store it in their blood. The aphids produce the other chemical themselves and store it in their muscles. If a predator ladybug takes a bite out of one of the aphids, the two chemicals meet and blast the ladybug with poison.
The type of damage that needs to be done in order to mix the blood with the muscle tissue to actually produce this reaction is fairly extreme. So probably the aphid that sets off the defense dies in the process.
But Powell says it dies a hero's death, protecting its colony.
Thanks, Chelsea. Next, do women really say more than men? Science Update reporter Suzanne Bard investigates.
A recent bestseller claimed that women say about 20,000 words a day, while men average only 7,000. At the time, many scientists questioned this statistic, and now new studies appear to disprove it. In one, University of Arizona psychologist Matthias Mell analyzed six different experiments with college students. The experiments sampled and logged both men's and women's conversations for several days.
So at that point, we compiled all the data and did a thorough analysis, and then we were surprised that really there was actually no difference whatsoever.
As for where the original lopsided statistic came from, Mel says it appears to have been overgeneralized from just one type of male-female interaction.
Thanks, Suzanne. Next, we'll hear from Justin Warner about a rocking new energy source.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
40 years ago, good vibrations were giving the Beach Boys excitations. Now, Steve Beebe of the University of Southampton in England is using vibrations to generate real electricity. He's developed devices as small as a sugar cube that you stick on any vibrating surface. The vibrations jiggle a few strategically placed magnets which surround a copper coil.
So the coil's stationary and the magnets are moving, and that way you build up an electromotive force in the coil, which is basically a voltage.
It's a low voltage, but Beebe says it's enough to power small wireless sensors that monitor the structural integrity of machines and bridges. Once installed, you'd never need to change a battery, and yes, the generator would keep on chugging through moments of stillness.
We actually store that energy on a supercapacitor, so when there aren't any vibrations present, you've still got a reservoir of energy available.
In fact, the device might be reliable enough to run a battery-free pacemaker just by harvesting the energy of a patient's heartbeat.
Thanks, Justin. It's well known that a stressful family life can cause some adolescents to develop volatile personalities and behavioral problems. Now, a study in the journal Psychological Science reports that a simple test can predict which kids are most at risk for these problems. The researchers gave 138 elementary school children a skin conductance response test. The test indicates which children have a highly reactive autonomic nervous system. That's the system that regulates heart rate and respiration. Over the next 6 years, the researchers found that kids who scored high on this skin test and also had difficult family lives were by far the most likely to have behavioral problems. In other teen behavior news, Penn State researchers divided up 111 kids aged 8 to 13 based on whether they were morning people or night owls. They then assessed the kids for behavioral problems. They found that night owl boys were more likely to exhibit rule-breaking and attention problems. Night owl girls showed a higher level of relational aggression, hurting other kids' feelings. The researchers say encouraging early bedtimes could help avoid behavioral problems in later years. Finally, Chelsea Wald answers a listener's question about what makes us thirsty.
We know thirst is a signal that we need to drink more water, but what exactly causes thirst? Well, physiologist Hannah Carey of the American Physiological Society recently answered that question for us. She says that when your body doesn't have enough water, special neurons in your brain get dehydrated and shrink a little. When that happens, those neurons become more active and start firing.
That sends a neural signal to your pituitary gland to cause the release of hormones that stimulate you to drink more water.
Those hormones also tell your kidneys not to let too much water go.
And if you're thirsting for more science knowledge, call us with your question at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT or go to scienceupdate.com. If we use it, you'll win a Science Update mug. Well, that's all for this week. It's summertime, so next week we'll answer a listener's question about how self-tanning sprays and lotions work. We'll also find out why melting polar ice sheets may not be the biggest cause of sea level rise in response to global warming. In the meantime, check out the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition, which brings you a one-minute story about science every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it at scienceupdate.com or at iTunes. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.